שיר זה נהן את זה, תראי, רבי יוסי מור.
Right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Some time ago, I went to visit an institution, leave it as vague as that, and I went to the kitchen, and I was looking through all the different ingredients, and I come across tins of fish, and the fish that was inside it is actually called pollock fish, not pollack, pollock. There's something called pollock fish. And you can get the pollock fish in containers with skin, or you can get pollock skinless fish. And I opened inside, it's a white fish, and I opened the fridge, I think it was a fridge, or freezer, one of them, it could be a freezer, and you can see pollock, and it says very clearly, pollock skinless fish. The first time seeing this, it's supposed to be a Yiddish place, a food for Yiddish people. And we know that the Torah says, Lahavdil bin Atomei, that you have to know exactly what is a kosher fish and what's not kosher fish. We know that just like we're only allowed to have a kosher animal, which is shechted, so too we can only have a kosher fish, it doesn't ishchita, but it needs to be kosher. If it's not kosher, then all the lavim apply. Some are 4 lavim, some are 5 lavim, no enough given how many lavim, sort of. And the main thing is that we can't touch it. So here we are, you have a place where you have, it's a Yiddish place, and you have fish, and it hasn't got skins. What's the idea of skin? If you'd have skin, any fish that has skin, it's the only thing you need to know. You just have skin, you can see if it's got the scales, or even if the scales have been, even if scales have been peeled off, as long as you can see the faintness of the area that there's those round areas, that's also enough. It doesn't have to be that you see the actual scales. Like you're saying, usually they descale them, and you don't see any scales in it. But that's enough. And as long as you can see the brackets of where they would fit in, that's also enough. But derech klal, with a bit of chokhmah, with a bit of taking a minute, maybe watch a video exactly how it goes. Very, very simple to work out. You can see with any skin, you can work out that it had scales on it. So you come to a place, and it's got pollock, and it hasn't got skin. So I was like, for the rest of the day, I was like, I couldn't believe what I'm seeing. What is going on over here? So, no heksha, pollock, gets it from either Tesco, Sainsbury's, one of the mainstream supermarkets. Like, how do you digest such information? What is going on here? We know if it's skin, fine. If there's no skin, what's there? You know, is there a mokum to root now? So obviously I made my way to, I spoke to the person in charge over there. I said, hang on a second, is there a way of changing the pollock to get this with the skins on? So she explained to me very clearly that if they would order with the skin, won't be such a big difference in price. Well, it would mean practically every single day they'd have to employ someone. They'd have to employ someone to wait until all the fish is defrosted. And then their job would be to take the skin off all the fish, and we're talking about an enormous amount. So therefore they're saying that, you know, obviously if it's absolutely no good, it's no good, but if it's not practical, I wouldn't call it a mainstream institution either, wherever it is, how do you deal with this halacha? Forget about the actual materials part of it. What is the deal with it? What does it say? Shulchan Aruch didn't really discuss this case. Our shaila here is, when you have, the only minor is that you have is that the company put the name, which is a kosher fish, onto the container. So onto the tin, it says pollock. And you know what pollock is, a kosher fish. On the container, it says cod. So you have a packet of cod, and there's no skin, there's no fins, you can't see anything, no fins, no scales. If there's no skin, you can't see anything. And is there any basis to say that perhaps it should be okay because the company that's provided you, the tuna, the cod, the pollock, the haddock, all the fish that the company's provided to you and they've told you what it is. Maybe there should be something called a uman lo meira umnose. There's a concept called a uman lo meira umnose. A uman is a you can call it a professional. It's not really a professional. In this context, it will be more a dealer. A dealer wouldn't want to ruin his reputation. Uman lo meira, he wouldn't want to ruin his reputation. Exactly. He's going to get fined in this case. So you can branch out in different ways. You'll get bad reviews. So that could also be. So here the question is, can you rely on perhaps what the company is saying? Very. That's the first question that everyone needs to ask. Everyone needs to, you know, the question that's boilet on this shaila is the Gemara already tells you that you can't really use tzvias ayin. Like, you know, I think this is tuna. Imagine I show you a tuna. I give you a plate, and it looks very similar to tuna. And we were sitting there. We're quite hungry, actually. I think we can do with some. We can do with some food, and we're throwing this efshar mitzvah, so this mitzvah. And we're a bit hungry. We say, oh, I think it looks like tuna. You know, we have tuna a lot of the days. It's very healthy. It's very geschmack. Our guess is that is tuna. Can you rely on our good guess? Imagine you're shtickle a maven. Yeah, to be a sign, you can't rely on it. You can't rely on these things. Why can't you rely on it? Because the Rivosh says something beautiful. The Rivosh says, it says lahavdil. It says, the Torah says lahavdil, you have to specifically know how to differentiate. That means it has to be that you have fish with skins, and now you can differentiate via the skins that it's not something else. So there's a special din lahavdil to tell you that you can't just rely on the milt. You can't just rely that in the stomach, okay, the roiv, and maybe some milt in the nicker. You can't. The regular halachas that we applied in all halachas of basar v'chalav and shai surim, which we say milt in the matzah is okay, all these things are okay. But when it comes to fish, you don't rely on, you know, there's a small chance, only a tiny chance it'll be no good. It's not the rivash. Because it says lahavdil, then you can't use the other halachas of mitzvah and motzi and those sort of things. So you have to be very, very certain that this fish is kosher. It can't be there. There's a small percent chance that they maybe sent me the wrong one. That's okay. No. Lahavdil tells you that you have to know with certainty. So once you know that you can't rely on a mitzvah and motzi, that maybe it's such a small chance they'll send me the wrong fish. So lahavdil tells you that you have to have skins. But over here we haven't got skins. But the only thing we have got is maybe another technique. Maybe we can use another concept called, I'm not certain, but maybe I know that the supplier, the goyish supplier, is certain because of this halacha of umen lo meir umnusi. That to be very clear. Without this other svara, umen lo meir umnusi, you've got nothing to stand on. You can't guess. Tzvias ayin is not enough. Just by recognition with your eyes is not enough. You can't just assume it's okay because there's a roiv, you know, you order a tuna and the chance of getting not tuna is so remote. You can't rely on these things. It says lahavdil, zot the rivosh. Lahavdil means you have to know with certainty. If that's the case, you have to know with certainty. Like, again, if you have lettuce, you don't have to know with certainty that there's no bugs. Obviously, we have to make sure that you bring it down to a meat chain in motzoi. But samach sechamol chasoshami, it happens azoi. But it's a meat chain in motzoi, al pi alocha is mamash okay. Sounds mad, but azoi state. These are the whole sugyas there. When it comes to dagim, it's very different. Different rules. You have to know with certainty that this is kosher. However, so closed book. There's no shayla of it. What's the tzad that you can go ahead and get pollock fish without a skinless fish and say it's okay? What are you relying on? You don't know for sure. Do you know for sure? No. Efshar, there's another sibba over here. I'm just repeating myself. The efshar over here, we can say Umman le meira umnuse tells you that the company that provided you the pollock is so sure that it's pollock, because if they weren't sure, they would maybe lose their reputation. That would be the potential heta that when a person, let's say you're stuck out in the middle of nowhere, you're in the middle of Yorkshire Dales and you're really hungry and you want to go to Tesco and you want to buy yourself tuna. Okay, so it says tuna. It's not going to be a tray for fish, is it? There's four types of tuna. They're all kosher. There's nothing wrong with tuna fish, right? So what's going to be wrong? That's Mashaila. What's stopping you from buying tuna fins from Tesco? Sardines from Tesco. What's stopping you? You should know, actually, the Chelkes Yaakov of Breish, he was the one that says, Kvanoagu bezmano achrin, many people just, yeah, he says, Nispashat haheta b'chola oilam to buy sardines in a tin. And he says a very interesting reason, because after the Khurban, after the Second World War, people came from different countries that didn't have anything, so they were choosing between basar v'chalav, from mamish real issues, neged sardines, where it says on the packet sardines, you know it's kosher fish, what should be the problem? Bishalakum? So bishalakum, you have other heterium, because it's steam.
Sardines come with skin already.
Sardines, some of them do, yeah. Yeshu yesh. Well, their skins would have to be actually on the fish. Chaznish, there has to be actually... Okay, I want to focus exactly over here, this nekuda. The main focus over here is, l'chayra, there shouldn't be any heta to go ahead buying this skinless fish, and we need to find something, voshtet vegan them. The Chelkes Yaakov is the first one to tell you that we have a good heta called Umman Loimira Umnuse, that the company, by writing Pollock, they are going to be very careful. They're certain that it's Pollock. They won't be sending you anything otherwise, because they'll be very, very nervous about losing their reputation. And therefore, Zog the Chelkes Yaakov, L'choy, this should be okay. Where do we find a Zazach that you can just rely on a Goy? Umman Loimira Umnuse applies to a Goy. It's a Mephorosh Mechaba. In Kuf Yodalat Sifei, Shukhanov says that the son called Murios, a type of son, it's a type of Yain Rimoinim. Yain Rimoinim is like wine made from Rimoinim, from pomegranates. And some people used to have it for refuah. It's supposed to be some refuah. Shukhanov doesn't elaborate about it. Zot Shukhanov, can you buy it from a goy? Yain Rimoinim. Zot Shukhanov Muta. There is no fear that maybe he added into the Yain Rimoinim Chometz. There seems to be that fear. Maybe he added in the chometz comes from wine, stam yeinom. And therefore, Zot Shacharach, don't be worried about it. Because why would he add in chometz if people will complain about it and he'll get bad reviews? He'll get bad reputation. It won't taste so nice. Zot Shacharach, you can assume that when you see yein rimoinim, when you see wine that looks like coming from pomegranates, it's kosher. Don't think that maybe he added a bit of chometz. He probably didn't, because it's just going to go against him. There's no reason why he should want to do it. It's just going to go against him. As long as you stay off on a sifin and mechaba, kuf yudal sifin. That's
the reason why. Okay. It tastes. It tastes.
Exactly. So we're not choshish. Oh, hang on a second. So we're not choshish. Hang on a second. So Zot Shachnach, we are not scared that he added something in chaymes, because it's going to be bad. Zot the Chalkes Yaakov. The same thing. Well, the same thing would apply over here when you've got these tins of fish. Although, if they would put a different type of fish, obviously it won't be the same as the chometz shaila, but people have their own wants and needs and necessities and preferences of why they want dafka tuna. Some people have allergies, some people think it goes better with other things, and therefore he wants to apply this ruling, that if the company says tuna, or they say it's sardines, and they put something which is a trefa, they put a trefa fish inside, that is similar to the chometz that you find in the Shulchan Aruch says that you can rely on a goy of Umar Lemir Amnose. That is what he says Lemaisa in Simon Yod, when he brings it Lemaisa, he brings the Mogan Avram, he brings the Sif in Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Mikol anal misboye, de lekuli alma ef shalismoich lehatera b'mashakosuv ala hakufsa. Hein legabi hadag atzmoy, vehein legabi hashemen, it's also in the Nizim about hashemen. Kivin shabote hacharoshes, factory, Shaleham pikuach hamemshola. It's also there, also held to account by the memshola. Bevadai din umon lehem doleimare umnosayu. Right? It's amazing. So he wants to say that you've got the heta, and it's that lemaisa. A person goes to Tesco and he wants to buy tuna, he wants to buy sardines. He's got the heta based on this mechaba in Kuf Yodalad Sifhei. Moshtei, where does he bring it? He brings this of Mokhlevon. Yeah, he brings the sugya of Murius. And he says, Yein Rimoinim is a heta to say that it should be okay. Well, you should know. Sorry?
Well,
hang on a second. There's a lot to say on it. Besides for the Mokhlevon. Mokhlevon already asked the Kasha in El Chasitzis as a hair-raising mechaba. You would never believe it. If you imagine, you see outside. You go outside after the shir, and you see there's a non-Jewish person, a Yiddish person, a non-Jewish person, who is selling tzitzis. Right, Shulchan Aruch says you're actually allowed to buy the tzitzis from the goy. Yeah. So that's a shtei mechaba, and the Magen Avraham's got a whole to do about it. Whether what the reason is. Is it because of Umman Loimiram Nosayu? And so that's a whole deal, how you deal with the Magen Avraham. But regarding this time of the Chelkes Yaakov was one that time that you can rely on the company. Zot the Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, he's got a tshuva in Shulchan Alevi, and he says you only find that a goy will not add in something which is against his interest. Okay, so he's selling yin, remind him, we don't have to be concerned that maybe he added something treif. But to now put your nemonas on a goy testifying that this is kosher, and zelo motzino, it's a bit of a different thing. He wants to say slightly different to what you mentioned before. He's saying a goy, that which the Chelkes Yaakov brings, ubeinion masha hevi miyin remind him, Shom ain soimchin alo akum. We're not relying on the akum for dinim. We're not like mamin the goy. It's not as if we're giving the modus on the yeni remainim that the yeni remainim is kosher. We know we all know the yeni remainim is kosher. When we see pomegranate, we haven't got a shayla alocha. It's just that we have a potential fear, maybe he added something. So on that we say that we're not choshev to lechashdino leila ariv dvorim tameim b'soich hayayin, because it goes against him, because people will be maragish. Shoshum odon lo yikne mimen of yasim nischori. Avol me'oilam leiro'ino, we don't find shneemon akumal gufadova, that we're giving them monastery goy. It's a very different thing. To bring a raya from Kuf Yodalat Sifhei regarding the Yain Nesach of the Yain Rimonim, there we all know Yain Rimonim is kosher. Do we all know? We agree that Rimonim is okay. If I give you a Rimonim, it's okay, fine. Yain Rimonim is okay. Everyone's got no problem with that. So there it's logical to say there's no reason why I go Sha'ad and Sanin Treif, Sanin Choymetz, because it's just going to go against them if it adds Zayin. Here, we don't even know, yeah, but here, we don't know whether it's kosher treif, so we want to rely on him to give a din aid.
We know pollock is kosher.
We know pollock is kosher, but we don't know if this is pollock or not. So it's slightly different. Again, you can see how stakastic this whole machlokas is. And it's enormously negev, the shayla. I'm surprised that even this ends up being sort of machlokas chalkas Yaakov and the Rebbe Yisrael Belsky. I was trying to look for something, Friedrich's, Ramosha's got Shuva Kayadoi. You should know all the Mekinim that we know of, Ramosha, all these poskim, they're all machme. Ramosha's got Shuva Zechel HaHachme. Rabbi Yisrael Belsky is a shtaka mekel. When it came to the shaitels with Rav Yashav, he was the first one to argue with Rav Yashav. And the end of Shulchan Alevi, again to Simon, to argue out the Rav Yashav, he says, Mamash, no shaila at all with the shaitels, just because every few years it keeps on coming up. So Rabbi Yisrael Belsky is another makor, he's mekel. He's not feared when it comes to, he's not fearful to be mekel, but when it comes to this, he's got a 6-7 page tshuva to explain that he doesn't understand why we should give him a monastery goy. Yes, we're not scared that he's going to add things and going to mess things up. But if we're giving them monos to a goy, he finds it's a very darkestig chilek. I hear Reb Chaim I'm in between this. I think it's a bit interesting. I do see where the chalkis is coming from a bit. He said, who cares what type of monos? I'd come out that you're giving them monos. He's not adding things in. Why can't he be mamming him also regarding what type of fish he is?
Forget about the monos. He doesn't want to lose his reputation.
Yeah. So what's this? What would be bottle?
It could be the whole box is
a
tray.
So we don't.
Let's start by the polymer.
Yeah.
He don't even know what fish is.
Exactly. That's the point he's making. We don't have a haschola. We haven't got any starting point over here. We're just going with his word because of Umman Lo Miriam Nossi. We don't know if that's strong enough. No, not what they're going to put in it. It might not be tuna. It might be something else. Might be another. They ran out of tuna, and this batch, this month, they just got a different. They got a different supplier. That supplier's and if they're held up in court, they'll have plenty of turrets to say the enormous commercial. They'll have plenty of turrets. Him. I just want to. Bishrav Baske is of the opinion that you have. This is a 6-page shuvah against this shuvah in Chalkis Yaakov. Chalkis Yaakov's got shuvah to be Matthew. And Yisrael Belsky has got a whole shuvah. He picks up on every single point that was mentioned. It's fascinating shuvahs over here. I just want to mention, you can see that it certainly is kedai, more than kedai. The Olam Zicha Machmir Mishayla. I don't think there's actually another organization that sent out fish without skins. And, also, halal not kosher. Salmon is a special heta that you'll find a lot of Makinim. Again, some are Machmir and a Starke or Machmir. But you'll find because it's the only there they held. Ramosha actually held of this swarov. It's the only fish that you can see in Manea Bay that this is the color is so strong, like salmon. It's very unique to the salmon. Even if you cook it, it won't lose its color. Some other fish which are red, once you cook it loses its color. Salmon is specifically, it will keep its red the whole way through, and therefore some person want to rely on it. Kadassia rely on it. So you can see, there's no question that this is very far to be makel. This institution, we're working on it. Actually, it needs a bit of siyata d'shmaya to try and work something out. To rely on the look, there's Dor Chalkas Yaakov. You can't rub it out. Shulchan Aruch Chalkas Yaakov's got a nice trouble to explain it.
In that box, they leave you one fillet with skin on.
Yeah, each piece has to have a skin. It doesn't help for another. For Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch speaks about it in Pei Gimel. I want to end off with the Maaseh. The Chazon Ish has a story that during one of the wars in Eretz Yisrael against the Arabs, then they were running out of food and they got a massive pack from Switzerland. But the fish that came from Switzerland didn't have skins. Maybe it was because of a Reich, maybe because of the Chalkas Yaakov, I don't know. That part doesn't say. But the mice that came from Schweiz, this story is printed in Ochos Rabbeinu, And they sent it around to the Chazon Ish and said, what should we do? The Olam are starving, the Olam are hungry, and we have this big package coming from Schweiz. Can we have it? The Chazon Ish, B'shum Ponu Oikum, didn't want to know about it. Even Beis Muhammad, he was Machmir. The Zikni Yerushalayim were Mekel. You should know that Rabbi Pesach Frank gave a Kula, which Beshata Rabbi Osher Westheim mentioned it. It's actually quoted in Halichas Chanuch. Halichas Chanuch is a sefer about Chanuch Padva. So he's quoted over there. There's Shein HaMaisa that happened, all the ins and outs about how it worked, this Mishloach that came also from a different place. That's a similar story, that they were also making Zikni Rishlaim, were making B'Shat Zachak on Chalkis Yaakov. We should know the overwhelming majority of poskim are Machmi on the Shaila. Poichazi, you'll see that come out, all the kashrus organizations, all the poskim are basically, or even in the Makilim, Reb Shabalski, Reb Moshe Feinstein, it's too dangerous to deal with. You're talking about being mutter to four lavim sometimes, yesh, and therefore, the Zechad Olam was Zechad, try to be Machmish. Go.